Well, hello. We are here for the last week in February, the last one for Just Jackie. Doesn't mean I'm not coming back in March, but I wanted to make sure I did four for this month because, you know, it's Black History Month, so I should work and do some things for all the people whose shoulders I stand on. So you get four this month. Probably won't happen again for the rest of this year. But we're grateful for this month. So let's read the quote for today. Rejection is a thief on a mission to steal your identity. You know we had to sit in that, right? Rejection is a thief on a mission to steal your identity. Let's talk about why. Because when you experience rejection, what happens is rejection wants you to think that there's something wrong with you, that you did something wrong, that you need to make some changes. That's what rejection is telling you. It's like, you're not good enough. Okay? But remember, earlier this month, we talked about pain. We're not going to allow the pain of rejection to put us in a prison either. Not in a prison in our mind, nor in a prison in how we are dealing with life. Because rejection does not mean, or nor can rejection, let's say it this way. Rejection can't tell you anything about you. Because rejection is based on someone else's perspective. When rejection is there, what you have to do is you start looking inside. And rather than trying to figure out why you got rejected, because that doesn't even matter. Doesn't matter. Don't spend all your time trying to figure out why it happened. What you can do is say, how can I help to ensure I'm not in this place again? Now, that doesn't mean I need to change. It may just mean I need to pick better. I need to choose more wisely. I need to be more cautious about what I allow myself to get into. Okay? Because here's the other quote that goes with that quote. It's okay to experience rejection. It's just not okay to embrace it. Okay? So I can walk through the experience of rejection, but remember, I'm walking through it, which means I'm continuing on. My passport, I'm checking my passport in. I'm moving forward. All right? I'm not going to embrace it and allow it to put me in a prison. I'm not going to sit in the rejection. I'm not going to sit in a place where someone else's perspective about me has me now in a prison. And that person isn't even with me anymore. Or this situation, or this job, or whatever the case it may be. Whatever it is, it's now gone. So why am I allowing it or the person to tell me how to function in my now when you're no longer a part of my now? See, you're now part of my past. All right? So I can't allow this, your rejection from the past, to direct my current, present, or my future. So let's not embrace rejection. We can walk through it and experience it, but we're not going to embrace it. Because when we embrace it, what's happening is we're allowing it to steal our identity. That's, remember, it's on a mission to steal your identity. That's what we're doing. That's not what we want to do. Okay? So let's not embrace rejection. Let's walk through the experience of it. But let's maintain the identity of our greatness because you're great. Okay? So that's it for this week. See you guys in March. Well, we'll talk to you in March. Anyway, I hope you had an amazing Black History Month in a Black History Year. There you go. Bye.